Day. It's not the most beautiful Mother's Day in the world, but weather-wise. But thank the dear Lord, it's a beautiful day when we're in here together, gathered with moms. So let me start by wishing all you moms a very, very blessed Mother's Day. I hope you have a great Mother's Day today. it's just a really special day, you know, when we come together to honor moms and to honor motherhood, because that's what it's all about, is motherhood. So let's just start with a word of prayer here. Pray over the speaker. Well, Lord, we do thank you, God. We just truly give you thanks and praise, Lord, for bringing us together today, Lord. We don't take this lightly, Lord, this motherhood thing, God, that you have done. But, Lord, this is a blessing to be able to take time to honor our mothers today. And, Lord, we just give you praise, God, for bringing us together. We give you praise and thanks, God, for protecting us and blessing everybody here, Lord, concerning that COVID virus, Lord. We thank you, God, for your protection. We thank you, God, for your goodness and your love, O Lord. And we pray, O Lord, that this message would be blessed, would be anointed, would be of you and for you, and would bless our people, O God, in the name of Jesus, dear Lord. We thank you, we praise you, O Lord. Amen. So we're celebrating, as I said, motherhood today. we celebrate motherhood, and as a man, it's a little more difficult to relate fully to motherhood, because that's something that only a mom can do. You know, guys aren't built and able to assist in motherhood, other than one little part. And but we're celebrating it, and it's something motherhood is something that only women can do. Women only. So like. Okay. and I'm okay with that. So, you know, as a woman, obviously, you know, the woman can bear a child. She can have a baby within her. She can have a child within her. She can have a fetus. I don't like that word. I don't like that word. I mean, it is, technically, but to me, it's a baby. It's a human being, a child of God. And I've never liked that term fetus, because it's associated with abortion. That's where it came from. You know, it's like you don't want to say, we're going to kill the baby today. We're going to kill the fetus. What's a fetus? You know, it goes over a little easier. But I mean, if the lady walked in and she was pregnant and visibly pregnant, and you could tell she was pregnant, and you were going to say something, because I've said something before when I thought they were pregnant and she wasn't, and that doesn't go over well. It's like, you know that commercial, want to get away? Yeah, it was me. My wife let me have it for that, too, when she found out that I did that. Don't ever do that! Yes, ma'am. I heard her loud and clear. But, you know, you wouldn't say, well, so you're pregnant with a fetus today, huh? You know, that doesn't sound right, does it? Or what's it going to be, a boy or a girl fetus? No. Girl or boy, baby or child. And it sounds a little better. But, yes, there's one now. Not a fetus, a baby. So we're talking about the incredible gift of motherhood. And it is incredible. We men, we just simply can't do it. But, we can't carry that child within us like our ladies are made to do. And when I say made, I'm talking about enabled to do. We can't, as men, we can't go through 9 months of carrying a baby within us and then going and to delivery and going through the pain and the agony of delivering. We men can't do that. Do I hear an amen? Yeah, amen, hallelujah, the men would say. You know, it's like, I've always been so glad. God, thank you for making me a man and not a woman. That just doesn't sound good to me of what they have to go through. It is good. It is good what they go through. And thank God that He prepares them inwardly and outwardly for that. What happened is God chose the woman over the man in regard to doing this. God has chosen the woman to directly assist God in creation. Now think about that. God has developed the woman and incorporated the woman to assist Him in creation. Because that's what you're doing. I hate to say it, I have never thought of it that way until this past week. I've never realized, God, that's amazing. This job, quote unquote, of motherhood is an amazing thing. Because You did it, Lord. You brought her in with You. You made her in such a way that she can be that incubator, that part of God's plan. You know, God, He assists quite fully in this. There's a scripture, Psalms 139, 13 and 14. Anybody know that? You do know it. What? Oh, yeah, everybody knows it. Everybody knows that one. You guys got a good memory. Golly, man. You are wonderfully made. He's formed us in our mother's womb. He does it, but she assists in it. She doesn't just sit there and do nothing. Her body is working constantly to provide the things that are needed for this baby's growth and health and fullness. So this is a great thing, ladies, that y'all have done and are doing. And I don't think I'll ever take it so lightly again, because this really is an incredibly important thing. It's amazing how we can slide into just thinking, sex, have a baby, you know. It's just like, sex, pregnancy, have a baby. No, it's a lot more than that. It's God using this womb of this lady to form a child. Creation. And creation is, of course, it's different now than when God first created. He did it by himself. Well, he took some dirt or dust from the ground, laid it out in the line, breathed life into it, and it became Adam. Adam was birthed out of the dust of the ground. And after he did that, he said, "This is good. This is good." Because it says in Genesis that we made man in our own image, our three, Holy Spirit, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We made him in our own image. So they were there to do this. And then after a while, after he had made Adam, then, Adam needs a helper. He needs something else. God knew what it was, of course. So Adam fell asleep. God put him into a deep sleep, slid him open, took a rib, sealed him back, and then he formed Eve out of that rib. So he could say, "Bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh." And so Eve, all of a sudden, she's right there. Adam wakes up. Now, of course, the Bible didn't say it exactly like this, but Adam wakes up. He looks over and he sees Eve, and it's kind of like, "Who are you?" He says, "Well, I'm Eve." "Well, what are you doing here?" "I'm your wife." Okay. And then, I mean, he's looking her up and down, and you know, at that point, there were no fig leaves even. So he said, in the words of God, "This is good. This is real good." He liked what he saw, obviously. You know, God would have made her a beautiful woman, I'm sure. But whatever the case, Adam and Eve, they were created out of the ground. God could have continued to create men and women that way forever. He could have just had lots of dirt. You know, he could have made line after line and breathed into the dirt life. But he didn't choose to do it that way. He chose to involve man and woman, predominantly woman. That's the way God has been doing it. And and thank God that he has chose to do it the way he's doing it now. And God, of course, this process that he incorporated with the women to choosing to touch and move in that woman's body for creation with her is called motherhood. That's what he calls it. A woman is a tool of God used for creation of another human being. The women here, you weren't designed just to have a baby. You were designed to assist God with creation. That makes what you're doing really amazing, doesn't it? Amen or no men? Thank you. It is. It's, to me, that was just like, "Wow, Lord, that's right. I've taken this way too lightly over the years. This is so serious. This is so amazing that you, God, have chosen these women among us for something so special." It is so special, so amazing. God, like we said in Psalms 139, certainly has a serious part in it. He forms, he molds, he makes, but he uses the body of that woman in doing it. It's such a blessing. I think if every woman in the world had a true understanding of what we're saying right now, in her mind and her heart, if every woman over the world had that, I don't think we'd ever see another abortion. I think women would say, this is holy. What I'm doing is holy. And that's what you guys, you girls, not guys, are doing, is holy. As God grows that being we call a baby in 9 months, as he grows it within that woman, the whole time he's growing it, that baby is moving and doing things, and that mother is interacting with it. She sometimes talks to it. She rubs her stomach, all kinds of things. You know, the baby kicks and she jumps and moves, etc. That whole 9 months, she's starting to develop a relationship with that child. That's a good thing. That's what God intended, that the mother would form that mother's heart while that baby is within her, so that she would be prepared, excuse me, when that baby comes out. Because at the end of that 9 months, there's two people that are quite ready for that baby to come. Well, three, but the two main ones is the mother and the baby. The baby wants out, and the mother is quite ready to get the baby out. She carried it here for 9 months. Now she's just intent on carrying it here. And that's what, again, what God wants and what God intended. She wants to hold it. She wants to cuddle it. She wants to look at it. She wants to rub its head and just talk to it, feed it, bless it. And that's called motherhood. That's what she wants because it's built within her. Motherhood is a relationship between the child and the mother. The mother to nurture and protect and bless the baby. There's another part to motherhood that I want to mention right here because it speaks to people both in this congregation and elsewhere, specifically to Bob and Jenny Hazen and to Jordan and Amy Greer and to Steve and Sandra Hogue, who have 8 to 10 adopted children. They've all done, I don't think the Hazens did foster care, but the others have done foster care and they've done adoption. And that is amazing, an amazing aspect of motherhood. Because here's the deal. When a mother adopts a child and says, I'm going to take this child to be mine, like a biological child, she's not just adopting a child, she's adopting motherhood. A commitment for your life. That's what happens when it comes out of you. You're committed to that child for life. But when it's an outside thing and the child's existing without your help in that way, and you decide to adopt it, you're adopting the child and the motherhood forever. It's a decision to love and care for and bless and support, not financially, forever that child, but be supportive of. And
So let me give you an example of the heart of a mother, because that's what's going on. You're developing a heart for that child. So I'm going to give you a little story. It's from it's biblical. It's found in 1 Kings 3:16 through, I think, 25, 28, somewhere in there. It's a story of two mothers that were, they were both harlots. They were living in the same house. They had separate bedrooms, separate beds. And they happened to both get pregnant about the same time and had a baby. Each had a baby 3 days apart. So everything's cool, normal. You know, this mother's with her baby at night. This mother's with her baby at night. Well, this mother happened to roll over on the baby in the night and smothered it to death accidentally. Had no idea she did that until later she took the baby to try to bring it to her to nurse, and it was dead. So she does what any crazy person would do, and she took the baby into the room of the other woman, laid it beside her, took her living baby, and took it back to her bedroom with her. Well, when the mother that was not the real mother, when the mother that was the real mother woke up, she grabbed the baby to bring it to her to nurse it, and it was dead. And then as the light began to come, she saw this wasn't her baby. This was her baby. And so they, why'd you do this? What do you think you're doing? And they couldn't come to any agreement. They said, well, let's get a little counsel from the king. So they went to King Solomon. They explained all this to him, and he sat there before them, listened to them, that side, back and forth. Then he said, okay, bring me a sword. So they bring a sword in. He says, take the child, cut him in half. We'll give half to her and half to her. The real mother at that point stood up and said, oh, your Lord, no, no, don't do this, please, please. Save the baby. Give it to her. Give him to her. Don't kill my baby. The other woman, in her great wisdom, stood up and said, cut him in half. Give us both parts. That wasn't good negotiation skills. Obviously didn't read Trump's book. But anyway, obviously, the one woman whose baby it really was got the baby. Solomon, I don't know what he did with the lying woman, but didn't tell you that part. But it took the heart of King Solomon, the wisdom of King Solomon. That's why you hear the term wisdom of Solomon, because he was abundantly wise. He set up quickly on the spot, set up a situation where he could see the heart of the woman. He'd heard what was supposedly the heart of the woman through their mouths. He wanted to see the heart of the woman, the mother of the baby. And that's exactly what happened. You talk about wise and capable as a judge. He was. The heart of a true mother will always be for the child. You can fake the words, but it's hard to fake the heart. And this is exactly what happened. Let's talk for a minute about the first day of motherhood. Do you ladies, do you remember your first day of motherhood? Think about your first day of motherhood. What comes to your mind? I imagined what would be in the minds of the women. I thought that they'd probably think in this fashion, like, oh, wow, it was the greatest day of my life that started with the worst day of my life with all that pain. But when I took a poll, I talked to some ladies, and I said, what was it like? What do you remember most about that day? And most of it was, oh, my goodness, the child, the joy that it brought me, etc. I said, well, what about the pain? And I said, oh, yes, I did have some pain. But they're thinking so much about the joy of the baby that they forget the pain. And just like Jesus, the joy set before him, he endured the cross. You know, I mean, that's pretty painful. But this obviously is different, but it's the same situation in a way. But the pain that they go through is, I've heard, pretty amazing at times, pretty intense at times. Pain and suffering. Your baby is born. And I've been there with my wife when some of ours were born. And it's like, and a couple times they had to pull ours out with forceps. And it's like I'm sitting there going like, oh my gosh, they're going to tear its head off. I mean, it's freaky. It's like these things are about that long and shaped like that or like that. And they stick them in there. They grab the head, and they start pulling. And I mean, they're not just nice little easy. They're pulling. I said, oh, my gosh, you're going to tear the head off. But you can see the ones that are here, at least, still have their heads attached. Well, maybe Jordan's, partly. But, it's intense. It's amazing. But the baby comes out. Sometimes it just pops out. Sometimes it doesn't just pop out by any stretch of the imagination. Let me get my glasses on. I can't see something here. The baby comes out, and it's all messy. They cut the cord. The umbilical cord, whatever cord, and then they wipe the baby down. Of course, they suction out, the nose, the mouth, maybe spank it to get it to cry, and then they clean it up, wrap it in a nice clean cloth, and come over and lay it in the mother's lap. What a blessing. All that time, all that effort, all that waiting, and then the mother has the baby. A joy. A joy. The best day of her life. And then she gets to look at that baby, hold that baby, look at that baby, nurse that baby if she's nursing. And then the baby begins to grow. And it goes from that little thing that you're just holding in your arms, loving, putting on your... And then they start crawling, walking, going through the terrible twos. I mean, it gets a little intense. But the mother, all this time, is nurturing and blessing this child. It's growing rightly before God. This is still part of the creation process. It's not just all the forming of the baby in the womb. It's the forming of the mind and the child's attitude and heart after birth. And of course, that holds true, obviously, for the adoption aspect. They're mothering that child continually. And I think we have this scripture up there, Ephesians 6, 2 and 3. I believe we have that. And of course, that is, everybody probably remembers that one because it's honor your father and your mother. For this is the first commandment with a promise that it will be well with you all your days and you shall live a long life on the earth. If you honor your mother and your father, the honor is huge. It's huge. It's one thing to honor your mother when you are older and more mature. You know, that's easier to honor her then. But to honor your mother when you're real young, like some of these people are, is harder. It takes more effort. I was much better at honoring my mother when I was older. When I was young, I took her for granted. She was such an awesome, blessed mother. I have people to this day, because my mother is deceased. If my parents come up, our childhood comes up, man, Steve, I love your parents. They were always so awesome. And they were. I had a mother that was just always ready to laugh and smile and do for other people and to bless her children. It was a blessing. I couldn't have had a better mother, in my opinion. And I just too many times took her for granted. So look for ways, young people, look for ways to honor your mom. It doesn't matter whether you're a mom also. Look for ways to honor your mom. Little ways. Things you say. The card on Mother's Day. The Mercedes-Benz parked in the driveway for her. Honor her, for Pete's sake. Right, Jerry? the littlest things mean so much to a mother. It's just so important. It truly, truly blesses them. And we'll talk about the moms in a minute that are still alive, but as far as ones that are already deceased, let me tell you a quick little, it's just a little super short story, but it's about a girl with her mom, and it starts off, and the girl was real young, talking to her mom, and then next part, a little older, a little older. And I mean, we're not talking about a whole lot here, but it's good. So starts off, she's a little girl, and she says, "Mommy, you're like an angel." And she said, her mom laughed in this sweet, endearing laugh, and said, "I'm serious, Mommy. You know everything." And the mom replied, well, honey, I try to answer as best I can. But when you're older, you're not going to need me to answer everything. You'll have the answers." "No, Mommy, I'll always need you. Nothing can change that." And then she's older, says, her words, her mother's words, "Her words echo in my heart. I look at the blue sky. Dear daughter, nothing remains the same except for the blue sky." And then the daughter is talking. "It's been 10 years since I lost my angel mom. As I looked up at the blue sky, I said, 'Mom, you were wrong about one thing. I still need you. Does that ring true for anybody? It should. It really should. I need the counsel of my mom. She's not around to give it, but she gave counsel. She heard from God to me, so I can still hear it from Him via the Holy Spirit. We'll never stop needing our mother, because, excuse me, let me get a sip here. I'm getting it dry. Our mothers gave us so much love, support, and counsel. Another scripture I think we have, it's Proverbs 1, 8, and 9. It talks about the son, you know, the son hearing from the father and hearing from the mother. Hear, my son, your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching. The next part, have you got 9 up there? Indeed, they are graceful wreaths to your head and ornaments about your neck. And what's being depicted here is, back in that day, wearing a wreath on your head wasn't like today. It would be like, okay, who's this guy with a wreath on his head? I'm glad it's not colored weird, but it'd be like, this is a good thing. This is a guy of means, or I'm not sure exactly what all it brought forth, it was a good thing to have a wreath. It was a good thing to have ornaments about your neck. And this scripture is saying, your words, the counsel of your mom, is meaningful to you and will make you bigger and better and more capable in all that you do. And that is what our mothers have given us. So there's just such a bond between a mother and her son, or a mother and her daughter. And our desire is to further that and to keep mom being honored continually. Because when we bless our mothers today, we're blessing God. We're blessing Him, because remember, He's a part of that creation aspect of our mother also. And He desires earnestly that we bless Him and that we bless our mothers. So let's remember what God has done so incredibly and so specially for our women. Let's remember that today. So in closing, I want to take a moment to honor our mothers with a prayer of blessing upon our mothers. And I'm going to want the mothers to stand, and I'm going to want any lady that happens to be here that really wants to be a mother at some point to stand. And I'm going to pray a blessing upon you again, because this is so important, so important. So would you ladies that are mothers and that are want to be mothers stand up, please, if you can stand. Those who are sitting, just agree. We want to bless these ladies. So, Lord, we just thank you, God. We thank you for this day. We thank you for your word to us. God, you have spoken to us throughout our lives abundantly. And God, how can we thank you? How can we thank you, God? You have spoken to us through our mothers, throughout our lives. And Lord, we thank you so much for them. God, we want to honor them today. We want your blessings upon our mothers today. Whether they're a grandmother or whether they're a literal mother, whether they're a wife that is a mother, a daughter or daughter-in-law that is a mother. Lord God, I ask in the name of Jesus for your hand, dear God, to be upon them right now. In the name of Jesus, put your hand upon our ladies, holy God. In the name of Jesus, bless them. Bless them today. Bless them tomorrow. Bless them continually, oh God, that they would know that they are performing an act of motherhood unto you, dear God. They're blessing their children, but they're pleasing you. And God, I pray, oh Father, bless them, touch them, help them right now, dear God. And we praise you, holy God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, feel free to hang out and talk a little bit, but if you leave, the guys are at the door with the offering bags so that you can give your offering if you so desire. And thank you, guys.